Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC. I'm so glad you could join us today. Let's say our motto. Repeat after me. I will tell my friends.
I will tell my friends.
So they can know God.
So they can know God.
Here's something I know about God. God has given us power over the devil.
Special delivery for KC.
That's me. It looks like a package. Who is it from?
It's from God. Yeah, that's it. That's who sent it.
Really?
I need you to sign for it right here.
Wait just a minute, please. I want to see what's inside first to make sure that I want it. Oh, no. It's a snake. Why would God give me a snake? What's this? There's a note attached. Let's see what it says. Sickness. Boys and girls, sickness does not come from God.
It's cold and flu season. Everyone gets sick.
Sickness comes from the devil. God's word says, by Jesus' stripes I am healed. 1 Peter 2:24.
Ouch! Take it easy with those Bible verses. They really hurt.
I don't want sickness. Let me see. What else is in this box? Whoa, that's a big spider. And look, there's another note. It says, disobey your parents.
I love this one. Kids don't have to obey their parents. They can do whatever they want.
God wouldn't tell me to disobey my parents. The Bible says, children, always obey your parents, for this pleases the Lord. Colossians 3:20.
That hurt my feelings.
Boys and girls, we should obey our parents. So I don't want this spider.
Rats!
There's something else moving around in this box. It's a rat!
It is? Oh, that's right, a rat. He's a bad rat.
A rat with a note that says fear.
Ah, scary movies, scary monsters, scary clouds.
No, God has not given me a spirit of fear. He's given me power and love and a sound mind. I don't want this. The Bible says I am not afraid, for God is with me.
Oh, I'm getting a headache.
None of these things are good. This package cannot be from God. Boys and girls, if you start to feel sick, you can say God's word. Let's practice together. By Jesus' stripes.
By Jesus' stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Yo-ho! That's not good.
And if the devil tries to get you to disobey your parents, you say, I obey my parents.
I obey my parents.
For it pleases God.
For it pleases God.
Oh, ouch! This is getting dangerous.
And when you're trying to go to sleep and you start to get scared because the lights are off, just say, I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
God is with me.
God is with me.
Why don't you stop already?
When you speak God's word, you resist the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee.
I have to get out of here.
Wait. Take this box with you. We don't want any of these things you're trying to give us. They're not from God.
My boss is gonna get mad at me.
KC, wait until you see what I have. Here, pretend that this ball is sickness. Okay, now you hit me in the head with it. It's okay, it won't hurt.
Since you have that helmet on your head and this ball is soft, I guess it will be okay. Here goes.
Did you notice how the helmet resisted the ball?
Yeah, it bounced off.
Well, that's because it's a devil resistor. My helmet resists the devil. Here, try another one. Pretend that this ball is fear. Now hit me in the head again. Do it again. Here, this ball is disobeying your parents. Hit me. So, What do you think?
I think that if I hit you in the head while you're wearing a helmet, it won't hurt.
That's right. When the devil attacks us with sickness or fear, this helmet resists him.
Have you ever been sick before, Stacy?
Yes.
And sickness is from the devil, right?
Yes, of course.
So when you got sick, did the devil hit you in the head with a ball to make you sick?
No.
You can't resist the devil with a helmet, Stacy. You have to speak the word of God like Jesus did. That's how you resist the devil.
Why didn't you say so earlier instead of throwing all the balls at me?
I guess I liked hitting you in the head with them.
I'm telling Mom.
But you had a helmet on. It didn't even hurt. And besides, you told me to throw them at you.
I'm still telling Mom.
I shouldn't have thrown the balls at her. I'm sorry.
Have you ever wanted to do something that you knew was wrong, but you did it anyways? Maybe you pushed your little brother or your little sister because they were getting on your nerves. Or maybe when you asked your mom or your dad for a snack and they said no, when they weren't looking, you went ahead and got one anyways. Maybe you lied instead of telling the truth. I know that in these moments, it feels like there's just no other thing to do but to do the wrong thing. But the truth is, you have a choice. You can fight back. Jesus had a sword. His sword was the word of God. And anytime the devil tried to get him to disobey God, Jesus would take the word of God and he would speak it, and it was like stabbing the devil. That's how you resist the devil. When the devil tries to tell you to disobey your parents, you speak the word of God. You say, "I will obey my parents, for this pleases God." When the devil tries to tell you that you're sick, you can say, "I am healed by Jesus' stripes." When the devil tries to make you afraid, you can say, "God has not given me a spirit of fear." That's how you resist the devil. Today's memory verse is James 4:7. Resist the devil and he will flee. Can you say that with me? Say, "Resist the devil and he will flee." Great job. We are submitted to God by obeying his word.
Now let's get our hearts and minds ready to receive God's word.
I'm ready. Hold on a minute. Okay, now I'm ready.
Brain, what are you doing with a helmet on your head?
I heard you were hitting everyone in the head with a baseball.
I'm not hitting everyone in the head with a baseball. Stacy wanted me to hit her. Never mind.
Casey, don't say never mind to Brain. It hurts his feelings.
Oh, I'm sorry. Today's verse is found in James 4:7. Resist the devil and he will flee. Let's say it together, boys and girls. Resist the devil.
Resist the devil.
And he will flee.
And he will flee.
Who wants to go first?
I do. Refist the devil and he will bleed.
Did you say refist?
Yeah, that's when you punch the devil a bunch of times in the nose. Refist.
That's not even a word.
It isn't?
No. And you can't punch the devil. You have to resist him by speaking the word of God.
The devil doesn't like it when we speak the word of God.
That's right. When we speak the word of God, the devil runs away. Let's say it again, kids. Resist the devil.
Resist the devil.
And he will flee.
And he will flee.
James 4:7. Resist the devil and he will flee.
James 4:7. Resist the devil, and he will flee.
Good job, Brain. Thanks, Heart. Now it's time for today's Bible story.
I can't wait to hear it.
And I can't wait to do it.
It's the hearer
and the doer
of God's word who's blessed.
Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. Jesus ate nothing all that time and became very hungry.
"I've been out in the wilderness for 40 days with nothing to eat.
I'm starving. I have to get something to eat.
Did you say you haven't eaten for 40 days? Oh, you must be starving. If you're the Son of God, why don't you turn that rock into a nice, hot, buttery dinner roll? Ooh, I'm making myself hungry.
The Word of God says people do not live by bread alone, but by God's Word.
Ouch! Did you just stab me? 'Cause it felt like you just stabbed me. Okay, look, I'll give you the whole world if you'll just worship me.
God's Word says you must worship the Lord your God and serve only Him.
Ouch! You did it again! I don't see a knife anywhere. I must be losing my mind. Okay, Jesus, if you're the Son of God, why don't you jump down from here? 'Cause God will order the angels to catch you so you won't hurt a bone in your body.
The Bible says you must not test the Lord your God.
Ouch! Not again! Oh, I'm getting out of here!
Maybe I should tell him the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit? Nah.
Putting God's Word in your heart is very important, but it's even more important to make sure Jesus lives in your heart. If you'd like to ask Jesus into your heart, then I want to pray with you right now. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus.
To die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Time for spiritual exercises. Everyone stand up on your feet. Here we go. You ready? Repeat after me. Stretch it up real high. I love the Lord with all my heart. Now show me your muscles. God is good. All the time. I'm not afraid. God is with me. Good. Now show me your Superman pose. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Nice work. Now these are my favorite. Kinky push-ups. Up, down, up, down. I love others like Jesus loves me. Whew, that was a good workout. All right, let's cool it down. Let's stretch it out. I obey my parents, for this pleases God. Woo, good job, kids. Now, just shake it out, turn around if you want. Woo! Good job, kids. I'm proud of you.
KC, do you know what my favorite part of the clubhouse was today?
Tell me, Fuzzy, what was your favorite part?
I liked it when you kept hitting Stacy in the head with a ball.
Stacy was wearing a helmet, Fuzzy. You do know that, don't you? So don't go around hitting your sister in the head with a ball.
Don't worry about me, KC. I don't have a sister.
Oh, well, why don't you tell us what you learned today, Fuzzy?
I learned that nacho cheese is cheese that's not yours. Get it? Nacho cheese.
That is not what we learned today, Fuzzy.
What did we learn?
Jesus gave us authority over the devil. When the devil tries to get you to do bad things, you can tell him no.
Do you mean bad things like picking up the toys off the floor?
The devil doesn't tell you to pick up your toys. That's usually your mom. And picking up your toys is not a bad thing.
So what kind of bad things are you talking about?
Bad things like telling a lie or taking things that don't belong to you.
Or biting someone when they make you mad?
Yes. When you think about doing those kind of things that you know aren't pleasing to God, you just say, "No, devil, I'm not gonna do that. Get away from me in Jesus' name." And the devil has to go because Jesus in you is stronger than the devil.
We have authority over the devil.
That's right. Resist the devil and he will flee. James 4:7. Can you say that, Fuzzy?
Resist the devil and he will flee. James 4:7.
Very good. Now say goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, Fuzzy.
Goodbye, kids. See you next time at the Jesus and Me Clubhouse.
Please subscribe for more videos and check out our podcast, Fish Bites for Kids, on your favorite platform. Thanks for watching, and come back soon for more Fish Bites.